Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Warning. Warning. This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show. Determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show.
Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the Wimpy. The Wimpy.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is me, Louis B. We had some technical difficulties, and unfortunately, we were only able to record the last 40 minutes or so of the show, so here it is. Hope you enjoy, and I hope tonight's show will be a lot better. We have got everything fixed up and ready to go. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Yeah, can you guys hear me?
I can hear you just fine.
Jesus, I don't know what the hell is going on.
Okay.
Yeah, I think
pull your headset back a little bit, and then say something.
Gio, you really need to take a look at this car.
Oh, you fucking asshole!
Hey, you don't need to say that, man.
Again, really? Now is the time you're gonna be breaking my balls. Now is the time you're gonna start breaking. You know. Great. Ooh. Seriously, next time you're down, I'm kicking you.
What else are we gonna do?
I don't know. This is it's like it's coming in nice and choppy.
I think today that was a kitty cat problem.
Straight up.
Yep.
Straight up kitty cat problem. Yeah, I'm trying to. I can't even log into my fucking router right now. So, let me see. Status. Okay, let me see. 2-1. Haha.
Hey, I think Glenn needs to be booted from the chat room.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bum, bum.
Okay. Yeah, great. Great. Yeah, and I, it's probably no surprise that...
Oh, all right, goodness. Well, since we're going to fill the dead air, here you go, ladies and gentlemen.
Dan? Hey!
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
I'm in a really nasty mood now.
Well, it's not good. I'm not going out there.
I had quite a brainstorm on Sunday, and I wrote about 5 pages of notes here.
Yeah.
And by the way, I've had the Secret Service in my life twice.
That's crazy. No, I've seen it all. Believe me, I can't even believe what I've been through down here.
It sounded like your phone was fading out. Are you still there?
Yeah. Well, yeah. And, you know, the problem there, too, sometimes is all phones aren't created equal.
So what?
No. Well, occasionally Skype will cut out. But
that's not what matters.
Sometimes one of the cats, he's real quiet, just sneaks right in here and goes right behind the computers. And the wire is right close to the ground, so he steps on it and probably just moves it enough to, you know.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. I'm not on this show to play games with you. And you just better get it through your head. You understand me?
I think today that was a kitty cat problem.
That's bull.
You're not the only one. It's happened to everybody.
Lie.
I see.
Like with my show, I always feel real sketchy that something's going to happen at the last minute. So I'm trying to basically prepare for a show with no guests.
That is like unbelievable. You're getting rid of one show and coming on to a new one.
Yep.
You're getting phones on. You're shutting phones off. You're calling. You know, you're getting everything set up. So it's a really busy time. And so anything that's out of probably the norm, it can throw them a curveball too. But, you know.
I am not going to ever stop because they can think in a multifaceted, multivariate, three-dimensional tie-in system through historical, scientific, anthropological integration. That's on record, Operation Ajax, declassified 1999.
I don't have a crystal ball where I can foresee things happening. It can happen any place, any time, to anyone.
I just can't imagine.
It's frantic. You know, you should. It's funny sometimes, but
believe me, I wish this wasn't real. But what am I supposed to do?
How about electroshock?
Oh, man, with our first child, you should have seen me and my wife. I got a lot meaner after I had kids, is the point.
I think today that was a kitty cat problem.
Little comedy for you, ladies and gentlemen.
Jesus.
I know. Too bad it didn't come out all clear.
Yeah, hold on. I gotta call. I gotta call this motherfucker, see if he's fucking around. Cause you know the Glenn I know doesn't talk like that. Wouldn't pop off like that. Not even drunk. So. So let me see. Hopefully, I'm trying to find port forwarding on my Yeah, that ain't Glenn. I know for a fact that ain't Glenn, so.
All right, that sounds a whole lot better, whatever you did. Go to Skype now. Yeah, go to Skype, go to Options. Go down to Advanced Settings. Connection. You should see Use Port and put in port anyone between the intervals of the numbers that I gave you earlier.
Okay, well, I didn't do the port forwarding yet.
Oh, well, whatever you did, it sounds fucking crystal clear now.
Now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, well, so we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Crutch Radio with your host, Louie B.
Yeah, what's up, guys? Jesus, man. We're going to be going into a break. Hopefully the second hour is... I'm off my game right now. I'm just off.
Well, it's all right. When we come back from break, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to hype it up with some crank calls. The Louis B. exclusive live on Crotch Shot Radio. Irritatethestate.net is the website. Don't forget to tip your waitresses.
Damn Skippy. So, Jesus, man. It's like, damn. Okay, I gotta, where the fuck is the port forwarding? I'm doing this on air like a fucking, see, there's nothing fake going on here. This ain't a fake radio show. I don't got the documents sometimes. So, man. Yeah, dude. So, okay, damn. Okay, I gotta fucking talk. Alright, hold on. Let me get this fucking clip right now. Oh wait, we got 2 minutes left. Yeah, no, I just shit. I don't know. Anyways, something that I was talking to you, Chris. David Icke praises Luke Rakowski. One of my friends, Diane, she actually wrote an article because she was at the meeting there.
Okay, Glenn's gotta go, man. I'm sorry. Can you handle this? And yes, let me pick up where you left off. I got the emails, and yes, I totally agree with you. I will have Icke on the show sometime in November, and I will bring to his attention in a very respectful manner, because I do have a lot of respect for the gentleman, I will bring to his attention in a respectful manner that We Are Change has been infiltrated by the Freemasons. Pick up where you left off. I got the email, and that Luke has openly allowed Freemasons into the group. So I will take care of that. No worries. Let me just get Icke on the show. He's one of the hardest guys to get a hold of. But when I can get him on, I will definitely, definitely bring that up.
All right. I'm calling him right now. Just. Hopefully I could beat the break.
Hello, unavailable.
Yo, G, what the fuck's going on?
Oh,
shit.
What's up, man?
Yeah, stay on. Stay. I'll call you right back.
Oh. The foundations of the world order. Assembly line, consent, resist, refuse, inform, create, direct, love, wants to the trenches, suit up,
whether you consider that torture?
Absolutely torture.
You do?
Absolutely. I mean, that's drowning.
Independent voters are now the biggest proportion of our electorate.
This is going to be a public relations, trust your government and your health officials, public campaign.
Smashing through the left-right paradigm, it's the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. Listen live at TalkShoe and check out our blog at www.crotchshotradio.com.
You are listening to Irritate the State Radio Network.
Delivery.com, the website that provides fast and easy online ordering from restaurants and caterers in your neighborhood. Some of the benefits of Delivery.com: save money with exclusive restaurant specials. No more busy singles waiting on hold or rummaging through piles of menus. Discover new restaurants and merchants in your neighborhood. Earn points on every order, which you can redeem for prices. Sign up today. Place an order at Delivery.com today and get 1,000 free delivery points. And exclusively for Crotch Shot Radio Show listeners, enter promo code TCSR69 for an additional 2,000 bonus points. Only from Delivery.com.
Do you like to smoke but hate the health effects? Well, now there's an alternative. Introducing the ProVape 1. The ProVape 1 is proudly made in the USA and features a larger battery than traditional electronic cigarettes. More battery means more vapor and longer smoking enjoyment, with 8 to 10 hours of use on a single charge. The ProVape 1 brings out more flavor out of the smoking juice. Get your ProVape 1 today at tinyurl.com/provape. Starter kit costs $125. That's tinyurl.com/provape. That's tinyurl.com/provape. Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern on irritatethestateradio.net. The truth has just gotten hotter.
Believe it or not, you could get a professional custom logo designed for under $50. Logo Nerds provides small businesses affordable logos custom made to your specifications. And satisfaction is always guaranteed. The Logo Nerds banner on CrutchShotRadio.com and get a logo done for $27.
All right, we're going to get to the bottom of this. Seems like someone is, someone has been impersonating a friend of mine. G, are you still there?
Yeah, I am, and I heard the break about the what was it, the vapor pipe?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, Louis has a new one out, too, right now. If you want that smoked, meaty flavor, go to Tiny...
Shut... you fuck your... Yawa, you asshole!
A Louis B exclusively.
You're an ass. You are an ass. Know that. No. Yeah, I'm calling Lindsay right now. See what's going on.
Hello?
Yo, G, where you at?
Yeah, man, your thing dropped. I tried to stay on. It dropped automatically.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We're having some technical difficulties. I think I'm being attacked. You know, they're attacking my connection or something. I don't know. But, gee, where you... Yeah, are you drunk right now, by any chance?
No, just at my friend's house. What's up?
Oh, okay, because I got somebody impersonating you in my chat room, fucking talking a whole gang of shit to Christy.
Wait, and they said that they were me?
Yeah, they put Glenn Zarman off.
They've been running around chat rooms.
Really?
Yep.
Is it the first time? Are you live on air right now?
Yeah, I'm live on air right now. I'm trying to prove that it wasn't you, so that way to prove that someone's trying to drive a wedge between the B.
Oh my God! You know what? This is really crazy because I was just having a conversation with my friend at work, and she was telling me she's a Wiccan, by the way. Yeah. She was telling me how October is like the most karmic month. And that instant karma is usually seen in October. It's like a very haunted month. That's why Halloween is in October and a bunch of other things. But really, I'm seeing a lot of attacks on myself, on yourself. So it's just par for the course. You know, definitely look out, man. Halloween is a haunted month.
I agree with that. But definitely, October has been a real bad month for me, it seems like, every single year. So definitely, definitely some validity in that.
I mean, I'm not a superstitious person, but, I mean, the proof is in the pudding. My friend told me the story that the other day she was with her mom at a corner store, and this little girl and her mother were also there. The little girl was with her little dog outside the store, and my friend's mom was like, you better be careful with that dog, you know, hold it on a leash. It's not cool to leave your little, you know, six-year-old daughter outside with the dog. And what happened a few minutes later, after the mother overreacted and said, "Who are you, you know, to tell me what I should do with my daughter and my dog?" The dog ran into the street and got run over and killed. So, another great example.
Yeah, just took a look at my what's that called?
Who do you think it could be?
I don't know, but they're from McKinney, Texas.
Ooh, that's where I'm from.
Oh, you son of a bitch. That better not be... Chris, how you doing that? Are you...
No, look, I'm in the chat room as Chris Geo.
Well, look, I'm flattered whoever's out there because, I mean, it's just like Diane writing her article for your website, man. You know, the truth is being exposed, man. They want to drive a wedge between the different leaders of the different chapters. And as I mentioned to people at Ground Zero this year, look at the one fucking chapter that had their shit together. Who was it? Saad Ali of We Are Change Chicago. They've dropped out of the movement. I haven't heard of them since. And that's probably because they moved on to bigger and better things after discovering what a fraud the New York chapter is. So I'm flattered that there's people out there doing this, but it wasn't me. I'm here on the line, obviously, with Louie. And this is why I'm going to be launching my own radio show, and Miguel will help me. Miguel will help me host it. So
Fucking IP address. I looked up fucking Chris's like an asshole.
I know. Right. Now you posted it out there, made it public. Thank you very much. Good thing I'm moving in 2 days.
Yeah, my bad, dog. My bad, dog. I didn't mean to, dog.
Where is it coming from?
I'm checking now, dog. I fucked
up,
dog.
Thank you for getting me on the line, Louie, because I'm always available for these types of things. Definitely, I don't want to get...
Oh, it's Troy. It's Troy.
Of course it's Troy, man. That was my first guess. Is he still in the chat?
It's fucking Troy because it says St. Albans, West Virginia.
Is he still in the chat?
I don't know. Hold on, let me check. If he's been, damn. I fucking exposed Chris Geo for nothing.
You missed a whole bunch then, because there's a lot to expose me about.
Well, look, listeners, for more information, please go to the multimedia section of Louie's website and go watch the Troy Sexton deception, because Louie made a whole expose exposing how this guy cannot be trusted. I mean, it's not just that he's a 9/11 debunker, but this guy has a dysfunctional personal life. He's beating his own kids. He's messing up his marriage. He's getting arrested, getting drunk. So, I mean, Troy from West Virginia, while he is comical, is no joke. He's a seriously deranged individual. And, you know, he doesn't like us as much as we don't like him.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
But that's for other reasons.
Yeah.
Definitely watch your back when it comes to Troy, because he will do all sorts of underhanded things. Even the first time he prank phone called me, I remember it. And I tried being nice to him because I gave him the benefit of the doubt. When he told me his name, it did ring a bell, and it was my fault for not recognizing who he was. But even despite that, I treated him very nicely. You know, I was a normal, cordial person, and he still took advantage of that and tried to put out some video about me and William Rodriguez, which got him banned from YouTube. So, yeah, just keep up the good work, Troy, and you've been exposed.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's kind of funny that he chooses your name to try and draw to drive a wedge between the B and Z connection.
Well, no, that's the whole point. I mean, he knows that we're being effective each in our own ways, and that's why Troy from West Virginia trolls on all of my video posts, and he's always thumbs downing them and saying what a kook I am. So yeah, just continue.
Yeah, quick question, Z. Been getting some people like to use the fact that I like to use blue humor on my show. What are your thoughts on it?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I was listening to your episode about that, and I think you did a pretty good job explaining, answering that. But yeah, I think there's definitely a place for black humor in this movement, and a lot of people take themselves too seriously. Some people don't take themselves seriously enough, and I think Louis B. is a happy medium in between, and I think we definitely need to, you know, break the ice a little bit and have some humor every once in a while so people don't just get bogged down by all the information. But you do it in a way that's tasteful, I think.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, even when you're being obnoxious, I think it's sometimes a good, refreshing break from, you know, reading articles all the time. So, yeah, I think it's fine.
This just people didn't Louis B's obnoxious.
Well, that's an understatement.
Damn.
That's a redundancy, actually. It's an overstatement. No, I mean, it's fine. People just don't know where to draw the line, man. They don't know where to you know, take things seriously or not take things seriously. I think people often mix their priorities up.
Yeah. Christy's like, how would he know his name? Christy, Troy has pranked your show when you were on TalkShoe. He did it to you. He also did it to Jim. He's done it to me twice. Well, he tried to do it to me twice. First time he got pwned like a motherfucker. And I wish I had that second part of the call where he got really pissed. I got him like really pissed off because I kept just leaning on his. I kept leaning on his wife. You know, say, "Oh yeah, I fucked your wife. I fucked your wife. You motherfucker!" You know, he got really pissed off. So, you know, his wife is a hot. You know, dissing on his wife is a very hot button subject with him.
Well, listen, if he's still there, or anybody else listening right now, you know, Troy is the number one suspect in the prank phone calls that I received. So if you're listening, Troy, or whoever else, if you think it's funny that I get prank phone calls from numbers that lead, right back to the White House, if you think that's impossible, and then the only other explanation is it's a debunker doing it, so the number one suspect would be you, Troy.
Exactly.
So, yeah, just continue exposing yourself. If that is the fact, then you've committed a felony by impersonating a government agency and using their number to spoof your ID and harass people. So you're committing crimes all over the place. And that's the thing, you know, what you do, Louis, is innocent humor. Even when you call up a Chinese food spot and, you know, say the N-word and act really obnoxious, you're doing it and it's not hurting anybody. People like Troy are actually out to hurt people. He's not just a debunker. He's out to hurt people, man. He knows what he's doing. And he must be stopped.
Yeah, no, it is. I mean, remember the time where they try to call you and they spoof the White House number?
Yeah, so whether or not that was really the White House or not is besides the point. The point is I'm under attack because I'm real. Louis's under attack because he's real. And the more they try to drive a wedge between us, the more obvious it becomes who's the real truthers and who's not. Mm-hmm. Whether it's coming from the opposition or our own movement.
Yeah, what makes you think, what you think is the major reason why they would try to split me and you up? No homo.
Because they see the important reforms we're making, you know. It's not that you're against We Are Change, you're just against We Are Change New York. And you're against people specifically who have committed wrongdoing. You know, Louis is a truther, Louis is an activist, he is the change he wants to see in the world. It's just unfortunate that people have double-crossed Louis and have forced him to do what he's doing now, and that's exposing people inside of our own movement.
Absolutely. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, I mean, we do have to keep it real, and that's the number one thing. But we have to be careful when we keep it real. And so
that's why they want to do it, basically, because we're
exactly.
keeping it real.
Exactly. We have to. We have this public service announcement for everybody.
When keeping it real goes wrong. Danny and Alex are both...
Oh, never mind. I thought that was Dave Chappelle. Wrong clip.
Oh.
Based out of Hoboken, New Jersey, the mad real world.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what that means. You failed.
I know.
There you go.
Kitty cat problems.
Oh, speaking about kit, what the hell is the Playmoth keyboard cat? Damn, I don't have it anymore. Oh, well.
Gee, you really need.
Oh, you got about 15 minutes left of the show.
Yeah, started with having a lot of fucking technical issues. Hopefully, now that I did this thing with the virtual server, I'm gonna send you a quick screenshot.
I hope it's not what I think it is.
Shut your mouth. It's not a picture of my pet rooster.
All right.
God damn. You know, I can't even make a... I can't make a pussy cat... a pussy... cunt... ass and cock joke without fucking Geo fucking... fucking...
Geo, you really need to take a look at this cock.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's left on the agenda, buddy?
Looking at Louis' cock. I don't know how big it is, but I need to play with it a little bit, stretch
it
out.
Hey, whoa, watch your mouth.
Hey, you just got to wrap it in some black tape, make it more stiff.
Yeah, well, you know, as much as you fucking protested, you fucking wanted to pet my cock.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
He had me confused with Casey. I don't know how big it is, but I need to play with it a little bit, stretch
hey,
it out.
Hey, why are you gonna stretch my shit out?
Ah, Louie.
Yeah.
Louie, I got one more question for you. As
yeah,
a matter of fact, about technical issues, would you recommend Irritate the State? How is that network treating you? Because I'm about to launch my own podcast, and I was wondering what network I should use.
Irritate the State is the best network in the world, ladies and gentlemen. Irritatethestate.net is the network, so be sure to check it out. And yes, Glenn, we highly recommend it.
Exactly.
Is that your site, Gio?
Well, they stream his show. They stream me, man. So far, they've been fantastic with me. They're kick-ass. I mean, you know, I got no complaints. You know, big shout-outs to Jabba, you know, Blaine, Kurt, Donna. Donna, we got Donna Van Meter on here, dude. Or Dan Van Meter, that's what we call him. So, yeah, no, big shout-outs. You know, I mean, I guess I'll talk to them. I mean, about, you know, just send me some clips of you doing the news so that way I can send to them. And, you know, hopefully they could have you come on.
All right, we'll talk more about that off air. Anything else I could do for you while I'm here?
Yeah, no. That's pretty much it, bro. I mean, any events coming up?
Well, we got the last Sunday of the month coming up next Sunday. We'll also, yeah, we'll still be out there, at least in the morning time. I mean, Halloween night, we might be in the city for the parade or doing some other crap, but yeah, we're going to be doing a street action in Journal Square, and also we're continuing the recall initiative, trying to get rid of the mayor and the city council. Another interesting, not really an event per se, but I'm about to make a short documentary film entitled The Stephen Fulop Deception, or something along those lines, exposing the local councilman over here who's running for mayor. It's quite an arduous task to go up against him because he's what I call the Obama of Jersey City. He's the perfect packaging. He worked for Goldman Sachs, still does as a consultant because city council is a part-time job, and he also was a he served in the Marines in Iraq when the war first started. So, perfect New World Order packaging, and he's a young, charismatic guy, but as soon as he gets into office, he's going to screw us all over. So that's sort of a mini-event coming up. Look out for that. And, yeah, that's pretty much it, except for the end of the year thing, which I don't exactly know the date for that, but we will have an end of the year Jersey City Peace Movement bash for New Year's around December 20th or something like that.
All right, cool. Cool, so, I mean, I'll catch you later. Glenn Z, we are changenewjersey.com.
Yeah, look out for the podcast, too. Thank you for having me on your show, Louie. This is the real Glenn Z. And, you know, accept no substitutes.
All righty.
All right, take care, guys.
Ladies.
The real Glenn Z, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, the real Glenn Z, not the one that fucking was acting like an ass and hitting on Krusty, so. So, oh man, it's the last 10 minutes to the show, and, Jesus Christ. I just got totally, like, thrown off with those technical issues.
My name is... The real Glenn Z.
My name is... The Fudge Packer.
What?
Excuse me.
Wait, what?
It's the Nut Licker. My name is... Can I have the attention of your ass? My name is... The Butt Sniffer.
Hi, kids. Do you like anus? I let Dr. Dre fill on my butt for a chance to be famous. Wanna copy me and do exactly like I did?
Yeah.
Try Sid, get your butt pumped out like I did.
No.
My brain's straight. I'm trying to get my head straight, but I can't figure out
which Backstreet Boy I wanna impregnate.
And Dr. Dre said,
Slim Shady, you a cutie.
Uh-huh.
I'll give you a deal, let me up in that booty.
Okay.
Well, since age 12, I felt like I'm someone else, cause I hung my original self from the top bump with a belt.
Yep.
Got pissed off and ripped Pamela Lee's tits off. She don't know how to do Tommy Lee. I'd suck his off.
My anus. Oh.
wanted to flunk me in junior high. I told him to take his pants off, hooked him up, he let me slide. I pinched his ass, he winked at me. He chased me around the desk, I told him come and get me. Walked in a strip club, had my jacket zipped up. Blast a bartender, and I tried to fill his dick up. Extraterrestrial, running over pedestrians in a spaceship while they screaming at me. Let's just be friends! 99% of my life I was lied to. I just found out my mom screws more guys than I do. I told her I'd grow up to be a famous rapper. She met Violent J, I couldn't believe it when he slapped her. You know you blew up when the women rush your stands and try to touch your hands, but I need me a man. Sky White Castle asked for my autograph, so I signed it. Dear Dave, thanks for the support. Nice ass.
There you go.
I used to like that song. Well, the un-gay version, the original version. I can't fucking... Seriously, what the fuck is everyone's obsession? It's like the fucking gay jokes. The gay jokes really just gotta stop.
Insane Clown Posse, ladies and gentlemen.
Damn.
Apparently, Eminem was talking some shit about them. And so they were like, fuck Eminem. And there you go. That's the fuck Eminem song.
Oh, well, I guess Eminem has the last laugh. Because, I mean, when's the last time you heard of the Insane Clown Posse?
Very true.
And it's like, I mean, Eminem just dropped, you know, not that I'm a huge Eminem fan, but, you know, especially his new album is fucking, What the fuck, Chris?
Some background music for you while you talk.
Yeah, but you got this shit all loud and fuck.
Oh, my bad. Doesn't sound that loud over here in my headphones.
Yeah, well, that's because you're damn near deaf from fucking spinning techno.
Yeah, I know.
I am DJ Chris Gio, your Greek god.
Man, I was jamming out to Aphrodite earlier. Oh, man, took me way back. I need a woman that rolls with my arrangement. Yeah. Oh. 1999 shit.
Ah. See, I grew up on house music, like, have you seen that movie Night at the Roxbury?
What is love, baby?
Yeah, don't hurt me, don't hurt me, no more.
Now this is what it's about here. Let me play you a little.
Hadaway. Rougher than rough.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the shit. And Jungle Brothers. Because I'm a Jungle Brother.
Ah.
Uh-huh. You don't know nothing about that. That was before your time, son.
99?
Yeah, that was... Yeah, 99. That's when it came out, man. I used to spin the shit out of that. And, man, I swear to God, dude, I had more people in the...
Shit, 99. I was fucking graduating from fucking junior high school.
I had more people in the fucking drum and bass room with that fucking track. With all those tracks. I used to spin nothing but Aphrodite, but I would cut the shit up. You know, I mean, I wouldn't just get up there and just spin records. I would chop up both of the records together, constantly throwing new records on the platters. Yeah, yeah. And just pack people into the second room, and the fucking DJ in the main room would be like, what the fuck? It's fucking dope, man. Oh, I loved it. As a matter of fact, I'm really considering going back to sleep and starting to write drum and bass and going back to the rave scene with a couple little 18-year-old bitches and some ecstasy.
Yeah, but why do you have to go back to sleep to do that?
Because it's funner that way.
Really?
It is, man. I'm like getting burned out, man. I'm tired of these truther girls too, man. These truther girls are fucking crazy, you know? And it's like, dude, you know, I can't date regular chicks because it's like, what the fuck do I talk to them about, you know? But yeah, these truther chicks, dude, they got their own fucking...
See, I wouldn't know because all the fucking truther chicks want to do is bang out Luke, fucking Matt LePaycheck,
You know, there was this one chick that I was fucking crushing on. She's like, oh, I like Matt. And you know what gay-ass Matt does? He fucking breaks her heart.
Yeah, I know.
It's like, what?
I know.
It's like, what? This is a fucking waste.
Yeah. That's why you gotta play the game. You gotta play the game. You gotta ignore him. You gotta do that kind of shit. And it's like a fucking travesty, you know? It's like, man, aren't we beyond this? Aren't we like higher consciousness? Do we really need to play these fucking games back and forth?
I mean, and this is the bullshit. See, you know, because, you know, you could agree that I'm an honest guy, right?
Absolutely.
I don't like, you know, I'm fucking blunt as hell. I don't like playing those types of games. It's like, all right, you like me or not? No? Yes? All right, let's do something.
Exactly. But see, they don't respond to that. They got to have the game. They got to feel like they can't have you because that's the only way they want you. Once they feel like they can have you, then it's over. You know, it's over. And then, you know, it's like they don't want you anymore. And it's fucking some kind of fucked up chick psychology. Couple that in with the truth or shit, and it's just a fucking disaster.
It's preposterous.
It's a fucking roller coaster.
Yes, it's bollocks. Completely bollocks. Yeah, I mean, okay, guys, after this show, check out Behind the Curtain with Jabba at irritatethestate.net/radio. Check him out there. His fucking show is hilarious.
We need to do a show on how to pick up chicks, man.
Yeah, dude,
how to get inside their heads.
I'm reading a book.
All right.
I'm reading a book on how to get beautiful women in bed, and, you know, I gotta, you know, it says step one, get a job.
Yeah. That helps.
So, yeah, that helps a lot. So, I gotta deal with some bullshit after this. Again, Jabba's show is fantastic. He had me dying. And you know what? That's fucking rare for a show to have me just fucking dying. Just listening to it. So anyways, we're on Zoom, Zencast, iTunes, and the Crash Out Radio Show. But thank you everybody for listening. See you tomorrow.